Alaska's economy is crawling out of the coronavirus pandemic, and it looks a lot different now than it did 16 months ago. There's thousands of vacant jobs, surging home prices, and supply shortages. Here to talk to us about what's low in stock is Alaska economist Neil Fried. Hey, Neil.
Hey, Tegan. Good to talk to you.
You too. So I'm curious, Neil, what can you tell us about where some of the worst supply shortages are in Alaska and what's behind them?
It's hard to rank them. You know, some of it's anecdotal, some of it's actual, some of it's affected prices a lot, so you know it's very real. But there are a couple of reasons why sort of that broad story has happened. One is had a lot of supply chain problems. Some of them are technology. You know, the chips seem to be going into a lot of things. But also demand for a lot of things has either changed dramatically or increased dramatically for a lot of different reasons. People's tastes over this pandemic period have changed. You know, we were going to the grocery store in the biggest way we ever have for a very, very long time, you know, 7 or 8 months ago. And now we're switching some of that consumption, for example, to restaurants. And now a lot of restaurants are having a difficult time keeping up with that demand because the change occurred so quickly. And that's, I think, is happening with a lot of goods and services. On top of this, I think that's really sort of increased these shortages is income. Now, who would have thought during a recession, income went up significantly. People have a lot more disposable income to spend, and they are spending a lot of that.
Interesting. So it seems like there's a lot of factors at play right now, you know, coronavirus pandemic, jobs down, income up, the computer chip issue. Realizing maybe it's hard to wrangle, but if you had to just summarize or list some of the shortages you're hearing about, what would they be? What are some of the top things that come to mind?
Well, some of the top things are larger items, things that have chips in them, whether they're washing machines, whether they're dryers, whether they're convection ovens. I know someone that has a business that are in the bakery business right now, and one of the things that's slowing them down from opening up a new business is buying a new oven. I have a personal problem with this myself. I'm in the market for finding a used car. You know, I'm an economist and we're cheapskates, and I typically buy good used cars. Not only is there a real shortage of used cars out there, you go into your favorite used car or any automobile parking lot, and you see a lot fewer of them. So there's a lot less choice, and prices have increased a lot. The official inflation rates for that came out just recently for April showed that the average used car in the Anchorage area cost 25% more than it did just a year ago in April. And that's because typically when there's a shortage and there's a stronger than usual demand, prices and that demand outstrips the supply in a huge way, prices respond, and in this case responded in a big way. And you're seeing that with all kinds of things, even, you know, firecrackers.
That's all really interesting. Neil, we talked a lot about what's in short supply. What do you envision for the long term for the supply of some of these goods like rental cars, like bicycles?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really interesting question. And I think, you know, we could see very significant changes, you know, as people see this huge demand and for all these goods and services, people are slowly filling in these gaps. I think a lot of people are getting to market for maybe some things that maybe they'll eventually think they don't even want anymore. Let's say you buy a bicycle today. You didn't typically bike a lot, but you did more than usual because you had a lot of time. But then we go back to more normal times. I think, you know, a year from now, I think there might be a lot of goods out there that will be in large supply. And in some cases, businesses may be trying to get rid of this oversupply, or even local consumers that have bought this stuff will be putting this stuff on Facebook or Craigslist or somewhere to sell. If you can wait, there might be, I think, some really pretty good deals. That may be the bigger story next year is, you know, do we have an oversupply of certain things?
Fair. Well, I guess we'll have to have you back on in a few months and we'll check in and see where we're at. Neil Fried is an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Thanks for your time, Neil.
Thank you.